me back, honestly brings me back. I want to give a little devotional here. When Harold and AJ first came into my life, I'll try not to get too emotional, but Harold came into the shop probably when I started working there about 25 years ago. He came in quite a bit, and over the years go by, he was always working on me, telling me about the new church that he had joined, and he was always, you know, trying to get me to go there. And he, when he became deacon, he asked me to if I'd come there with him, and I well, of course. So I showed up one day, and what a great, great little church when we was over on Union Street. And so I went to that, and then he asked, we had a bowling night where we bowled against Christ the King one night, and I went to that. I bowled. Tom was there that night, and I think maybe Roger. I can't remember all the people there, but went to that. I just really enjoyed it, so I just started going more and more regularly. And of course, at the end of the service, the pastor, he always has his invitation, and I was always hesitant about coming forward, and a lot like Brother John there was. And but I remember the one service back in April of 2016. Invitation was already done with, and people were starting to leave. And I went to the pastor and said, "Hey, can I ask Harold to save me?" And he said, "Well, Harold can't save you, but he can show you the direction. He can lead you there." So Harold Jordan led me to Jesus, and that's what this song, it just brought me back to that. And I remember I was so excited that day, and we just kind of, when we are saved for the first time, we always want to know what God has in store for us, and what a great road it's been. And that's what the message tonight was, you know, just take us back to that, get us excited again. And when I picked this song out, I didn't intentionally pick it out because it was 10 minutes long. It's just something that I had on my heart that I really loved. And I just kind of, yeah. I was trying to find some scripture that might parallel with this. And it brought me to Ecclesiastes 12:1. "Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near you, when you say, 'I have no pleasure in them.'" And if you just think about that, you know, it's when you go back, yeah, you're so excited about being saved and the new life you're going to have. And we kind of stray away from that a bit, and not stray away from Christ, but just stray away. And I know when I first became saved, you know, I was so excited to get involved in the church, and we started the security over there, and I, of course, jumped right in on that, and then the men's group happened with Mauricio, and next thing you know, I'm a deacon here at the church, and I never thought I would become a deacon here, and I just love it. Great people, great family, and then we go to, what is our next, Psalms. This is where David that you will show me the path of my life, and your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. And I just wanted to have a discussion and see what you guys, when you guys first became, first got to know Christ, or a happy time in your life, if you guys wanted to share that tonight. I just wanted to have a discussion and see, get to know you guys a little more, and see if someone wants to share their first time if they remember. Yeah, Leah. Oh.
It was called "I Want to Go Back."
Okay.
And it talks about wanting to go back to your child, that childlike faith.
Yes.
Where I grew up in a church. I mean, I was 2 days old the first time I went to church. Literally from the hospital to church, we did not go home first.
Wow.
Very old fashioned parents.
Okay.
Because I was born during the Feast of Tabernacles, and we were originally tested in the church.
Huh.
Reminds me of.
I think he wants you to sing the song.
I'm not singing the song. You put the music up and I'll sing the song.
Yeah.
No, but it just reminds that song reminds me. It talks about, you know, those songs, Jesus Loves Me, This Little Light of Mine. It has parts of those songs in that song, and it's just that childlike faith. When you see kids sing those songs, they just believe them wholeheartedly.
Oh, yes.
They believe them in a way that we as adults have forgotten, I think.
And what's the name of it again?
I Want to Go Back.
Okay, that should be easy to remember. My pen goes, someone stole
okay,
my pen.
Nope.
Diane, I would like for everyone to speak tonight.
It's Mike.
Yeah. Who else wants to share? I know I didn't grow up in church. I remember when I was a kid, my grandma would take me a couple of times, my great aunt, and I remember them. I remember going forward, I was probably six, but I really didn't know what was going on. So they said, you know, they just led me to Christ, but I didn't feel anything. But I truly did the night when Brother Harold there led me to it, and I love you guys. Come on, I need someone else to share. Tony, talk about when you first...
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see, I was... You really think I need this? I really need it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. It was in November of 1975. It was a Sunday evening. Yeah, I'm old. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Every now and then I go back to that night. Little bitty church in Tyro, Ohio. My mom had passed away a couple years before. And it was my dad, me, and my two younger sisters. We were all sitting in the church. I remember the preacher preaching. I don't remember what the service was about. You know, I was your typical 11, 12-year-old kid, not really paying any attention. Then came the altar call. I must have been listening at some point in time somewhere, because there was a pull in my heart that I couldn't stand. I had to go forward. I knew right at that time that I was a sinner. At 11 years old, I knew I was a sinner, and that I knew to make it to heaven, I needed Jesus.
Amen.
And I went forward. I prayed. I don't remember who or anything about it. When I went back, my dad met me coming up the altar and held me and just put his arms around me. You know, my dad was always an affectionate person, but this was a different type. This was welcome to the family, son, type hug. And he just held me. And it just, that was the beginning for me. And whenever I felt like things were rough, I always went back to that night and just thought, man, my dad could hold me like that. Just imagine how God's going to hold you.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's a miracle. It's miraculous, the feeling. And when I need a boost, that's where I go.
Yep.
I go back to the beginning.
Yep. Amen. Thank you. Yeah, that. And again, when I went forward, I had no plan of stepping forward that day, because the invitation was over with. I thought, you know, my time was out, but God told me that you need to go. You need to go. So I waddled down the aisle, and away I went, and it was just a great, great feeling. Anyone else want to share when, Dave, did you?
Hey,
absolutely you can, brother. Jump right in there.
I read the Psalms to my grandson, and it's Psalm 91, and whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say, my Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent or your house or whatever you want to say. He will command his angels concerning you. And if you guys recognize this, this is the verse that the devil said to Jesus. When he took him and tempted him, he hadn't ate for 40 days. He tempted him, and the devil said to Jesus, he said, for you know that for he will command his angels concerning you to guard your to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on a lion. Wait. He will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. I come to this church because I came here back in the 70s. My mom used to drag me into church. I was a drug addict. She turned me into a drug addict. Because she drugged me into church on Sunday. My other brothers and sisters were older enough that they got away somehow. But I kept getting drugged into church. But anyway, I came to church here with her back in the 70s. Like over there somewhere she was sitting. And they were doing some... Not you guys. I'm not pointing you guys out. I'm just saying. She sat over there. We sat over there. I was out running around trying to get away. But... she instilled in my heart, because she would stay up at night and read the Bible. And I'm like, that helped me a lot, and that's what I needed. But I didn't get it 50 years later or 40 years later till I figured it out. But, I mean, for me, I need to stay on fire for the Lord. Amen. We need to stay up on this thing, man. We got to get this Holy Spirit pumping. We got him. He's here right now. We need to use him. We need Amen. To get pumped up. Tenacity, we need it. Things are getting worse. I mean, it doesn't look like it, but things are getting worse on the inside. Everybody's staying on their computer, staying online, or Facebook, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know anything about that stuff. But anyway, another one of my favorite Psalms, and I'll shut down. Okay, so you guys leave me alone.
No, keep going.
Come on, I don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
What I don't understand about Psalm 8 is... Yeah. Okay, why don't you guys have a smorgasbord up here?
Yeah.
Okay, Psalm 8, I don't understand what he's talking about, but I think he's talking about Jesus before. Mm-hmm. He has other... prophecies in here. But Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You got everything under their feet. You put everything under their feet. All flocks and herds and animals of the wild. The birds in the sky and the fish in the sea. All that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Now, what the part that I don't understand is what he's talking about. I mean, about what is mankind that you are mindful of them. And some in there somewhere is, I think it's about Jesus.
Okay.
I think Jesus did that. And I'm going to sit down. You guys, get on fire.
Hey. Thank you, Dave. This guy knows more about the Bible than most people I know. He burns for the Lord, and he came to our men's group. I think it was about 3 months ago. He led a Bible study in our men's group, and it was just phenomenal. I mean, we was all crying together, and just it was great. And that's what we need here. We need to burn for the Lord again, and that's why I wanted to do this. Just take me back to where I remember where I was so excited and get fired up, and it's just a great time. And somebody else over here, Jennifer.
I don't really have a real exciting story, but I didn't grow up in church either, other than like when we would do the living history stuff, the rendezvous stuff. Our pastor guy was really exciting, really fun to listen to, and so basically all the other times I'd been to church, it was kind of boring, so I just didn't go back, because Bruce was great until pastor, so that's why I kept coming here, because he's exciting. But I actually was saved. I went to church with Dawana's daughter, and it was one of the, like, say this with me type things, and it's when I was a kid at some point. And then Megan Valentine had invited me when the church first opened, when they first did the one on Union Street.
Okay.
And it was like one Sunday, I was like, well, I'm going to go to church. And I text her, and I was like, hey, I'm coming to church. And she's like, what? And I've been here pretty much ever since.
Yep.
So that's pretty much my story, but it wasn't really exciting, but yeah.
It's a wonderful place. Thanks, Jennifer. Anyone else want to share? Jules. No? Well, then you have to come up here then. No. Go ahead and share.
So, this is a little off base, but this here, like this whole thing, like is for me, because I gave my life to the Lord when I was 11. I got my first Bible, and I did it in my bedroom. Like, my parents never took me to church.
Oh, wow. Amen.
And I could tell you some stories that would make just your jaw drop. And so for the past week, I have had this, like, I don't want to pray. I don't want to watch sermons. That's not like me. I don't want to listen to my pastor. I don't want to go to church. I didn't go to church on Sunday. Like, I just have been in this thing. And when that song came on and said, take me back.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I just, this reset, I'm back. Like, and it's been a terrible week. Like, I've snapped at my son. Like, I haven't talked to my mom. And I'm just like,
That's great. Thank you so much. Thank you. Who else? AJ.
I was brought up in church all my life, except after my mama died. And she died whenever I was 11 years old. I grew up in West Virginia. We went to church, but the kids were to be seen and not heard. They didn't think kids could get saved at that time in their lives. So mama died whenever I was 11. I moved up here to Ohio a few years after that. And then we moved to Delaware, and I started going to church, at the Delaware Bible Church. And I had been going there for several years. I loved Pastor Whip. And they kept giving the altar call. And I know the Lord was tugging at my heart. At that time, I had two kids, and I wanted to do what was right for them, what was right for me. And I knew I needed to keep them in church, and I need myself in church. So the kids and I were out running around visiting an old friend, and we come home, and Pastor Witt and Brother Bob Merfield was on my porch. And they said, "We think we need to talk to you." And I said, "I think I need this too." And that was in 1975 in May. And that night I asked the Lord to come into my heart. And I am thankful. And I was so happy that I think I called every friend I had that night. And one of the other things that my kids were all saved, but be praying for my son because he does not walk with the Lord. He knows his Bible. But the, one of the other times that was one of the best times of my life was in 2019 and 10. Harold had heart surgery. And we didn't think he was going to make it because it was really bad. He had triple bypass. And his brother-in-law came up to the hospital where we was at. And he talked to Harold. And Harold told him, he says, "I know I need to make a decision," but he didn't do it that night. So Bill come back up the next day, and it was on Sunday. And he talked to Harold. And Harold accepted God. And we had prayed for 30 years for him to do that, the kids and I. And that was one of the good times in my life, was whenever he accepted the Lord. So we have walked with the Lord ever since. We used to go to Grace Bible, and when there was a church split, we moved. We come with Pastor Eric, and we've been here ever since. And we enjoy the pastor. We love all of you.
Yeah, and, amen. And we just love you guys.
Time.
Yeah. And that eventually is what got me to the church when Harold stepped forward and he started going to the church with AJ, and then he got me coming. So, yeah. What's that? Yes. Absolutely. Amen. Yeah. So who else we got? This is great. Bob. Back of the room, Joe. Yeah.
But I grew up Catholic, and not to beat up religion or anything, but the reason I bring that up is because at one point when I was younger, I had fire for God, and at one point I thought I wanted to be a priest. That's kind of crazy. So I had that fire when I was younger, then I discovered alcohol and started hanging out with people wrong
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bob. Thanks for sharing that with us. I know we've talked before about your road and my road, and you was now you have a really nice lucrative business doing the lawns and stuff. He's done the lawn out here, taking care of the grass here in my house as well. And I believe you was you a high school football coach, I believe, or a coach? Yeah, in Hilliard. Okay, yeah. So thanks for that, Bob. Yeah. Yeah. God is so good to us. Yep. Amen. Who else? We got a few more minutes. Anybody else would like to? Jim. You want the mic?
No, I don't need the mic.
Okay.
Like a 50-year journey, and
Yep.
So that's where the tug of war starts, okay? And what I mean by a tug of war, the devil's pulling this way, and God's pulling you this way, all right? So for 40 years, I fought this whole tug of war thing. And you know, the devil, you know, I got saved at 27, and then at my early 30s, right after I got saved, he started giving me all kinds of stuff. Oh, he gave me a good job. I was making money. All right, well, money is the root of all evil. We all know that. So, okay, he gave me all this money, so I'm getting farther away. I'm losing the tug of war. Then he goes, man, here's this girl. You can have her, too. So now I'm cheating on my wife. I'm ruining my family, okay? I'm drinking alcohol. I'm smoking weed. I'm just having a good old time. And see, that was 82 and then 89. 82, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So that first 6 years, that devil was working on me hard. And he broke me down. Everything fell out. Divorce. Lost a good paying job. It all hit at once. And I remember that night, I got down on my knees and I said, God, I said, I'm done this time. I ain't going back. And I'm not saying I accepted him again, but I apologize for the crap that I did. And that's where things really started. That's where I started to win the tug of war. All right? Yep. I started to get an ability to notice when the devil tempts you. You know, so I can see the devil's temptation now. And I'm at a point now in my life where I'm at complete peace. The devil can't throw anything at me that I can't see. He hasn't snuck anything in. And I've gotten to the point where I feel like I communicate with God. I'm not saying it's psychic or whatever, but we've got some kind of communication going now where things are really, really cool. I mean, I'm at 100% peace. I mean, there's no temptation to do anything that's even close to being a sin. I know we all sin because I used a little bit of foul language a minute ago, but we're not perfect, but there's no real sin going on, what I call real sin, you know, like cheating and drinking and doing all that, drugs and all that. None of that temptation is even there. So all I can say is it's been a long journey for me, and it's been a lot of years, but in the end, I ended up being very peaceful. I'm at peace with God. I'm at peace with mankind. I'm at peace with everything. And once you get to that point, everything just goes so smooth.
Yep.
It's really a whole new world, and I'm loving it.
That's great, Jim. Thank you. And you're right about when you're trying to do something good, you know, the devil's pulling on you. I've been trying to prepare this message for, four or five days now. Today I was sitting at my desk trying to get through this, and my phone would not quit ringing. It was texting, and I was talking to a friend on the phone, and they would, well, it's my work. I kind of hate to just, but my friend said, you know, that's the devil pulling on you. You're trying to do something good, and he's pulling on you. So, but I know the Lord won, because I didn't really even use my notes tonight, and this just kind of took care of itself. So you're right there, Jim. Whenever you're trying to do something good, he's trying to pull you down and pull you away. But faith will overcome. So who else? We still have a few minutes. Anyone else want to share anything before we close this up? No? Charlie?
I've been just saved a few times. I guess I felt God's presence a lot. There's been just signs, like when my mother died.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going in the next day, and the ceiling tiles were... the ceiling tiles above her bed was moved up and over.
Mm-hmm.
The ceiling tiles above her bed in the hospital was moved to the center, and I just felt total calm. And just another example, in peak of Glenn's addiction. He was flipping out really bad and stuff. I was just ready to lose control and just wanted to like slam his head into the wall, and just I went out in the hall, just sit down, started bawling, pleading to God. For like 15 minutes, I felt calm. Just I'm feeling His presence more and more.
That's good.
In my life.
That's good. And I know you're going through some stuff, but you know, we're all here for you. Not just the men's group. I mean, there's a lot of moms out here that you know, you can always talk to as well. And yeah, we're pulling for you, Charlie.
I know. Thank
yep.
You.
Yep. Anything else? Yeah. I knew that was coming. You do that every time. Oh my gosh. Could you hear that? Could you hear that? But yeah, okay. Guys, thank you so much for helping me with this tonight. And Mauricio, you got something you want to?
You know, just to listen to you guys, when they say take me back, I'm one of the founders for the church. And the most important thing is I know every single individual who got saved in this church. And it's amazing since we start.
Yes.
We've been so blessed, and all these over 100 people saved in our church is amazing. So for me, just listen to you, for everybody testimonies right here, you just take me back when we start this church. And that's an amazing feeling. And I just thank God for what we have. And I hope you feel the same, because this place is special.
Yep.
Sometimes we take it for granted. Some ways on how people live, and they have their own reasons. But sometimes they don't even know why they're missing. And I just tell you something. The people watching here today, they miss this. Because share our heart is not easy. And share our thoughts or our sins, it's not easy, but this place is safe.
Absolutely.
Because we love each other, and that's what we are here for.
Yep.
Thank you, Billy.
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. And to wrap this up, I did forget in our announcements, this month is Pastor Appreciation Month, and actually Sunday was Pastor Appreciation Day, and it kind of slipped my mind until Sunday evening. So I've got some thank you cards up here if you guys just want to, you know, write a note to the pastor and Tammy. Tammy does so much for this church, a lot of many hours in here. And if you guys just want to write them a note, and we can just leave them back there in her sound booth when she gets back. And when Pastor gets back, they can read through them. And I think that will really touch their heart and know we love them and we're thinking of them. And this vacation they're on, it's well deserved. I know it got cut short because of Tammy's father that passed, but they really need this. So, again, thanks, guys. Thanks for coming out. And Mauricio will be giving the message Sunday. And please come back. And oh, Harold, yes.
Yeah. I wanted to thank you, Billy, for standing in Pastor Mary and expressing what was on your heart. And certainly appreciate being a friend. And thank you for putting this on tonight.
Oh, thank you. That means so much. Thank you. Thanks, guys.